This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
18 tells us this, and I hope you get this. If you don't get anything out of this sermon, get this verse here. It says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Why is that important? Because we're going to need some comforting. Whenever we're going through some things, we're going to need the comforting words of the Lord. Here's what 2 Corinthians, I want you to take a look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Here we go. Here's what Paul's saying. Paul says, "But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me?" You need to learn to encourage others, because you never know when you're going to need it yourself. So God wants us to encourage others. And what he's saying here is that we don't want to be sad. We need to make sure that we speak comfort and not doubt. We need to make sure that we have comfort in God's word. And then our last scripture is, whenever we're talking about comfort, we must talk about the Holy Spirit. Take a look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 26 to 27. Take a look at John chapter 14, verse 26 through 27. It reads this way: "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name," and listen to this, "he shall teach you all things, and bring all things into remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Wow. Jesus said, the Comforter will teach us all things, and then bring to remembrance the things that he said. And it all boils down again, do you believe it? Because if you believe it, he says this, "Let not your heart be troubled." And then he says, "Neither let it be afraid." Well, I'm telling you, when we trust God, it makes a difference. It's not going to stop us from not going through issues, not going through struggles in life. But what it will give us, it'll give us peace. You know, many a time people say, "Hey, you'll never get over the death of a loved one. But what you will do is you'll have peace one day at a time." I thank God for that message last week, one day at a time, because I needed it this week. When they told me I was going to be in the hotel for an entire week, and then all this stuff, the activities that took place yesterday, getting my house back to order, man, I'm telling you, one day at a time. I want to encourage you today that you comfort one another with the words that God has given us here today. He told us that if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we shall be saved. The question I'll ask you is this: Jesus said to the woman, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." And then he says, "If you liveth."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.